It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Is social media destroying your life? Is there a web-based applications that are helpful in staying connected with friends and families and colleagues? And so many people are Skyping and on Facebook and tweeting things and pinning things, and we're all so involved. But is there a link between these forms of social media and depression, anxiety? Do you feel sometimes that maybe you're a little too anxious to check your Facebook page, or somebody said something about you that's making you upset? Well, my guest is Dr. Greg Jance. He is the founder of A Place of Hope. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jance. So tell us a little bit about the link between social media and depression.
Oh my goodness, I'm telling you, we're seeing this more and more. Good to be with you today. One of the things that we're seeing is that people who really, I would say, get addicted and they have a really true anxiety disorder if they can't get on their social media or get on their device. About 64% of Americans recently surveyed said, if I can't get to my device within an hour, I actually have anxiety symptoms. Isn't that
amazing? It is amazing, and you know what? That makes a lot of sense. You see people that just cannot put their phone down out of their hand or their laptop off their lap. And so what is this doing to our society? Some people think, Dr. Jance, that it's making us more connected, like you're still talking to people you haven't seen in 30 years on Facebook. I feel like it's separating us in a way. What do you think?
Well, you know, it is. In fact, social media, a lot of times, if we just have a lot of online relationships, we spend way too much time. And by the way, we look perfect online, and we're perfect in every regard. And, you know, we need to remember that online intimacy is not real intimacy.
I think that's exactly right, and I think people confuse that, and that confusion could cause this anxiety. So maybe you feel like these people are really your close friends or something along those lines. So speak about the anxiety and the depression that people might be suffering from because of all this technology. What can we do about it?
Well, one of the things is we don't realize that technology and what I'll call low impulse control, you're impulsive. You spend a great deal of time on it, and ends up over time, there can be an overstimulation of the brain. Oh, boy, particularly our young kids, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, overstimulating the brain, too much screen time, can really set one up to have a craving brain. You know, some folks are so over-involved in technology that they're really distracted. If you ever had lunch with somebody, and they're texting away, and they look up at you, and they go, what'd you say? Well,
you know, I mean, and that's right, because you can't, you know, some of us are good at multitasking. So some of us can definitely do many things all at once, but some people can't. And it's just if they're texting somebody, they just cannot even think of anything else. And I see you're right about our children because they get so focused, so tunnel vision. So now what to do? What do we do about this?
Well, that's what we may need to do a little test, a self-test. And one of the things that we are suggesting is pick one day a week. Maybe it's Sunday, but pick a day where you're going to do a technology fast. That's right. Just set it aside and see if you can make it for one day. Here's the reason for that. See what you experience emotionally. Are you constantly irritable, frustrated because you're not at your device or devices or computer? Or do you find yourself really, truly getting anxious? Sweaty palms, anxious stomach, physical symptoms. Now, I'll tell you that I had a guy the other day, he says, Dr. Jance, I did it. I did a full day of fast. I only checked my email once for 5 minutes. I said, no, you didn't make it.
No kidding. And, you know, for our kids, it's so hard. I know that when I tell my 13-year-old son he cannot play video games that day, he literally, you know, goes into withdrawal. And what do you mean? I mean, he gets so upset.
Exactly. And we need to remember that a lot of times people have developed what I call low impulse control, the inability to control their impulses, and they're just clicking away, and we make mistakes. We haven't learned. In fact, so many who have overused technology, they haven't learned to have delayed gratification. What's that mean? Delayed gratification, the ability to postpone. And instead, they've gotten themselves in a lot of trouble by being impulsive online.
Okay, so we're a society of instant gratification. We need the answer right now. We need to talk to somebody right now. Tell them what we're doing right now. So everything is instantaneous. So your first bit of advice is to take a completely technology-free day. Now, suppose you do this, and it gives you the Joneses. You just can't handle it. Then what?
Well, I think then sometimes we need to go, okay, am I suffering from depression? What's going on? What needs is my online activity meeting? Sometimes people defer to online because it's safer in relationships. I can isolate. You know, so what needs is it meeting? The fastest growing users of Facebook are women about 35, 45, fastest growing users. And they have a need to connect. And in fact, 48% of that group of women today got out of bed. The first thing they did is they ran over to Facebook. They didn't have a cup of coffee. They didn't go to the restroom. They got up and ran to Facebook. Isn't that amazing? Over about half.
It really is. So we have these needs. We get onto Facebook. Is it causing us to be more anxious as a society?
You know, I think over time it does. We become more anxious. We become where we really create a lot of worry. If I can't get online, I mean, why would 64% of Americans say that they feel disconnection anxiety if they can't get online? I think that says there's a problem.
Okay, what do we do about the problem? Is this a counseling thing? Is it similar to a clinical depression or something that, you know, is diagnosed because it's this social media, because it's like almost today, it's almost like eating. It's something you kind of have to be connected to keep involved in the world. How do you separate yourself from that and not have it affect your life?
Well, I think we've got to separate it. Sometimes we need accountability. Sometimes we need to see how much of a problem this is. Here's the key, also important is, what time am I spending online? In other words, how much? And truly, what am I doing online? Is it productive, appropriate? You know, right now, the average age to exposure to internet pornography is age 11.
Yikes.
And so thinking about that, there's a whole other set of problems. What am I doing online?
Okay, so we look at what we're doing. We look at what our needs are. We try and take a day of sort of technology-free if we can do that. We look at what it is filling that need for us. And then what? We look for something. We've got about 1 minute left. So your best advice on what we can do to kind of fill that need.
Okay. One of the things I want you to do is online relationships are not real relationships. And so I want you to really work on having the real relationship. Put your device down when you're somebody. Make a decision. When I'm with them, I'm going to be fully present. You may want to take my depression survey that I've done as a community service, because if you're having depression symptoms related to technology, probably the next step needs to be taken. And you can take the survey. Just go to aplaceofhope.com. It's a free confidential survey, aplaceofhope.com.
So you can go to aplaceofhope.com, take the survey, find out what is this technology meaning to you? What is it doing to you? Is it making you more anxious or less anxious? Do you find you need to wake up in the morning and the first thing that you need to do is to check your Facebook page, check your email? Can you not sit at a restaurant with friends and loved ones without your telephone sitting right there next to you so that you get all your texts? These are things and questions we have to ask ourselves. This is Melanie Cole, and you're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.